I tell you what, dreams are so important when it comes to how they motivate us to live, to strive, to thrive. I want to share that, I hope, inspirational message with you again. Valuing your dreams. And welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you back on board with me. I tell you what, I am excited to be here with you today. Glad that Speaking with Community is together again, a community where we really focus on building one another up, building the individual, the family, the community. By the way, speaking of building the family, how many of you are seeing some positive changes in your family as a result of taking, you know, within your hearts, you know, some things we hear, but we don't take to heart. Take into heart many of the things that you hear on this program and putting them into play in your family. I mean, really carrying it out, executing. And over time, you're seeing that some positive results are coming about, whether it has to do with nuggets shared by yours truly, words of wisdom shared by our guests. You're hearing some tremendous insights shared by the love couple, Alvin and Barbara Franklin. Whatever it is, your family. Now, there are many other areas that I know we address: work, places of worship, the local community in general. But right now, I'm just focusing on family, where it all starts. How many of you are seeing some positive changes in your family as a result of putting into play some of the things that we just share on this program? Look, that's what I want you to do. That's why we're here. We really are here for the purpose of building. And so I want you to make it a point to implement some of these things that we talk about. There's a reason that we deliberately share things in such a way that it can be easily grasped. Because if we can't grasp the information that's being shared with us, what good will it do us? So we at least try to put it out there in such a way that it can be grasped with the mind and with the heart, so that then we go ahead and move from there to put it into action right where we live, at home, at work, etc. How are things going with your family? Better? Well, I want you to do what you can to make it better. As I've said before, of all the places that we really need to make sure that we can have a place where we can just rest, unwind, relax, chill, it needs to be home. And it doesn't matter whether we have one person living at home. That's right. Because some people aren't at peace with themselves. Whether there's one person there or eight people there, 12 people there. Some families are larger than others. We need to be able to be at home and sure enough be at home. Resting, relaxing, knowing that we're accepted, we're embraced. Know that we are accepting and embracing. Yeah, it needs to be mutual, doesn't it? We're talking about love. We're talking about harmony. So I definitely want you to be sure that you are doing everything in your power to bring that about. And sometimes that means sitting down and having discussions with those you live with so that you can get on the same page and make sure that you're working towards the same goal. Well, we're going to be working on goals again today. In fact, one of the ways we're going to do that is by, again, looking at the significance of valuing our dreams. I'm going to be sharing with you again from Les Brown's book, Live Your Dreams. And, of course, I'm going to be injecting some of my own golden nuggets. Fortunately, I've had the opportunity to live and learn some things over the years as well. And so we're going to be combining nuggets from Mr. Brown and nuggets from Mr. T. And then we're going to move from there to talk about inventions again. And specifically, how to bring your inventions to market. Some do's and don'ts, things you need to watch out for. And then we'll probably look at some reasons to run your own business. Tomorrow, we begin our celebration of Black History Month with a discussion. Actually, it's a follow-up discussion, part two, of my conversation with Mr. Edmund Daubert, who is going to be talking with us about his experience as a freedom rider. I tell you what, the freedom riders really did have a major presence in the United States of America, helping to really bring about equality in our country. And I tell you what, I definitely want you to be on the listen out for that conversation. It's going to be great. We have some more that's going to be taking place. I'll be telling you more throughout the week, but I definitely want to also remind those of you who heard this last week, inform those of you who may not have heard this particular announcement. Dr. Frank Robertson, superintendent of the Richmond County School System, will be joining me this Thursday at 1 o'clock. He's going to share his vision with us for the Richmond County School System. We have some significant challenges, especially when it comes to money. The economy is turning around, but it is still challenged. And of course, when the economy is challenged, a lot of areas are challenged, including any local school system. Dr. Robertson and I will talk about the Richmond County School System, his vision for that system. So be sure to join us this Thursday at 1 o'clock. You get a chance to hear our new superintendent speak in depth about the school system in Richmond County. Well, let's talk a little bit again about the significance of visualization in our life. And for those of you who didn't hear me discuss this last week, and just as a quick reminder, quick refresher for those of you who heard it, when we talk visualization, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're getting into anything religious. And those of you who heard me last week may recall that I talked about, for example, some of the outstanding moves that we see on a basketball court. You could even take an excellent spike made on the volleyball court. Doesn't matter whether you're watching men's volleyball or women's volleyball. Think about the series of events that take place very often in order to get that spike to take place. Ball is knocked over the net. A player sees it coming, knocks the ball up in the air, maybe for the spike or maybe for a second teammate to further set it up for a third teammate to actually execute the spike, when they're going to slam that ball as hard as they can on the other side of the net. And you see this ball go up. You might see a second person go up and pretend they're going to spike, but they leave the ball suspended in the air, and out of nowhere comes a third teammate. And I mean, they drop the hammer on that volleyball, and that thing just flies across the net. Well, as quickly as that series of events can take place, you got to believe, ladies and gentlemen, that some thought went into every step of that play. And for that person who spiked that ball, as simple a move as it seems, thought went into it. Their body could not have left the spot that they were in, begun to leave the floor or the sand if they're outdoors playing, up in the air, suspended for a couple of seconds, and deciding which hand they're going to use, because some people can spike with left or right hand, which hand they're going to use to spike that ball, where they're going to try to position the ball so that hopefully no one on the other team can recover and keep the ball in play. All of that takes time. All of that takes energy. It takes thought. It has to be analyzed. The person has to see it in their mind before they can execute with the body. So what were they doing? When they were seeing it in their mind, they were visualizing. No religion involved. Nothing where they had to do a whole lot of meditating and saying anything. They simply captured in their minds what they wanted to do with their bodies, and then their bodies did what they had seen in their minds. That's visualization. It's that simple. We do it all the time. All the time. Just don't think about it as visualization, but that's what it is. So we covered that, and we talked about a number of things that a person can do in order to really get to a point where they're visualizing effectively. And we gave them specific, and it had to do with really a particular task. Well, I want to move on now to something else that can help us. And again, I know that some of you are thinking, hey, this is stuff that I can use at home. This is stuff I can use. It's not just in the workplace. And you're exactly right. There's another process for you. Get into a relaxed state of mind, just like we talked about before. Close your eyes and take your mind over all relevant information and materials. This is specifically for the workplace, and it specifically has to do with decision-making in your work life or your personal life. Decision-making. That's the focal point. Get into a relaxed state of mind. Close your eyes and take your mind over all relevant information and materials. Remaining relaxed, open your eyes. Review all the relevant information. Go over each variable and each element that's affected by the decision and know each alternative. Then close your eyes again. Envision yourself choosing one of the alternatives. Play it out and see the results. Feel the emotions that come from having chosen that alternative. Do this with each alternative decision until you've gone through every possible scenario you can envision. And at this point, I want to share this with you. There's something else that I just want to interject here because it can help you tremendously in your decision making. I'll tell you what I do, because I definitely want you, I don't want to rush through this. I want to share this with you because I definitely want you to lock this into your memory bank and implement it in your life. I'll tell you what it is as soon as we come back. You're listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr.